Yeah, boys and girls, meet me in the summertime, which is only 2 days away.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. How you doing, everyone? I'm DJ Pauly B. And sitting across from me is the lovely Lauren, a good, very good friend of mine.
My doctor prescribed for my chronic back pain.
You know what?
Before Movantik, I tried.
I kind of need the back pain.
Talk to my doctor. Movantik was specifically designed.
Since I'm going through that, I'm just kidding. That's just. I apologize for that back pain commercial. I was watching that earlier. Anyways, it's 3:08 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 FM WMFO in the beautiful, lovely. It is beautiful, 79 degrees, state of Medford. Don't eat the microphone, Laurie.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay. You get hungry in here, you know, especially at this time, and all you want to do is eat microphones, but that's okay. I'm glad you joined me. We'll have some fun today. A little Seinfeld background music, never hurt anybody. Speaking of which, I always start my show, if you're a listener, and you would know that I always start with Foo Fighters every week. And a double shot, anyways. And how fitting this week, because they are at the Fenway Park on the 22nd. What's that? Friday? Friday night, right? 22nd. So, I had the pleasure to see them a couple of years ago, their first time at Fenway, and they were insane. They were incredible. They're awesome. So, I'll tell you, if you can get tickets to see them at Fenway, I would pay anything, to be quite honest with you. So, that's going on. You know, they're my favorite band. I love the Foos. And that's going on. And I'll come back. I have a lot more going on this weekend. Which I can throw up. But sit back, kids, relax if you are sitting by a radio or your computer, and enjoy the weather, whatever. Bring your radio out by the lounge chair, by the barbecue, and sit back and get ready to take the Pauly B ride into rock and roll heaven. And I will take you there, I promise. Anyways, anything else going on, Lorraine? I know you just came back from the Caribbean, and we thank you for bringing back that disease that you brought back with you.
Yeah, that was quite interesting. I paid for that trip dearly.
I guess you did.
Yeah. Last day there, on the way back on the plane, it was brutal.
Oh, nice.
It was brutal, yeah.
Sounds like good fun.
I'm going to make up for it and go away again in another month or two and take another trip there.
Well, don't bring any crazy turtle diseases or
I did see them, actually. I swam with them.
Oh, you swam with the turtles?
Oh, the snapping did turtles.
You?
Yes, I did.
did they snap at you?
They did.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
But that's all right. I put them in a half Nelson and wrestled them back down to the bottom of the sea. So took care of that, yeah.
So you went out there to hurt turtles. it sounds like fun. Was that part of the package?
No, that was my own thing. Okay. I just made that up as we went along, yeah.
Alrighty. Anyways, boys and girls, as I said, it's 79 degrees here. And we get a pretty good week coming up. I'll be back with the weekend weather as well. And a lot more things. Some silly news I got going on, and some shout-outs, of course. And if you guys want to hear anything, please feel free to post it on my Facebook or Laureen's,
yes.
If you have that. And or, of course, the Giddy Up page. And we'll gladly get those requests out for you, as long as they're rock and roll. Of course, you know that.
Absolutely.
Although, I'm silly sometimes, and I won't be afraid to play anything. I actually went to Zac Brown this past Saturday night at Fenway, and I was like, oh, man, really? This rock and roll guy is going to see Zac Brown? But I have to say I was pleasantly surprised, because it was not what I expected. I expected, real hillbilly crap.
You were impressed.
I was very impressed. And he did a lot of rock and roll songs, which were awesome. He did the Beatles. He did Aerosmith. He did Metallica. He did Alice in Chains, which is like one of my favorite groups of all time, and I was blown away.
Awesome.
And their flavor, that style of country, is not what I expected. It's more rock country. It's more it's more up to date. You know, it's not that you know, my pickup died and my dog died and my girlfriend left me and my pickup.
And the pickup trick. Yeah.
So it's not like that anymore, apparently. And now Zach Brown was awesome. I was very impressed. And so thank you to everybody that forced me out there. I'm just kidding. No, it was worth it. And but anyways, 3:13 in the afternoon. Let's get some rock and roll. You want to hear me babbling on all day, but I will babble a little bit more when I come back. And anything you want to say? You want to add? While we're here?
No, I'm good.
No,
I'm just
how was
relaxing.
Your week? Yeah, you're over your sickness?
I'm getting better every day. Yep. Right. I made it here, didn't I?
You sure did. Yeah, just in time.
This was a special invitation.
Yeah, this parking situation around here, I'm not going to get into it, but it's awful.
I managed.
It's awful, yeah.
Me and my Ginsmobile.
All right, kids. As I said, 3:13 in the afternoon. We're going to play some rock and roll, and we'll be back with all your nonsense and shout-outs and some silly news. So, you are listening to the best rock and roll on radio today, the Giddy Up, 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
It's not gives you loudness and it kind of gives the record more body, you know what I'm saying, without making the record sound like it's extremely, it never sounds distorted, you know what I'm saying, like a lot of places that master do, they push it to the limits to the point where
it's not,
it's not good, but it's almost too loud, you know what I'm saying, like that's really happening. That shit tucks it and kind of gives it. It's dope.
I got it all.
yourself in time.
Boys and girls, that was a little Rush. What's going on over there, Maureen?
You're getting likes on your page here.
Oh, excellent. So, hey, boys and girls, welcome back. 3:30 in the afternoon. That was some Rush for our new listener, Mike Heffernan, I believe so,
yep,
right?
Heffernan. Thank you. Yep.
Yes, from what was that? What's that show? Doug Heffernan. He works for UPS. You know what I'm talking about.
I do? Okay.
Never mind. Anyways,
that show.
Yeah, and before that, it was BTO, Let It Ride. Yeah, we were reaching back in the archives and some ELO, Love Is Like Oxygen, and before that, Hold the Line by Toto. And there was a little glitch in that. I apologize, but that won't happen again because we are back in action. And so, anyways, hope everybody's having a good week. It is beautiful out. We're starting to celebrate summer a little early here with 79 degree weather.
Nice.
Yeah, summer's in 2 days, right?
Mm-mm.
It's Thursday. And also, there's so much going on, especially at Fenway this weekend. I had mentioned after I played the double shot of Foos that they are there Friday night, correct? Friday. Or was it Saturday?
I think it was...
It was the 22nd. So, anyways. And...
Friday.
So, okay, so Friday, but guess who's there Thursday, first day of summer? And you too. Imagine that.
My goodness.
So imagine going. I bet there's some people out there that are going to both shows. You two, Foo Fighters, you know. And
nice to have money.
You know what? I don't like you people. I'm very upset and angry. I'm just kidding. I love everyone. That's what's going on at Fenway. I believe, you know what else is going on? What's that? Blue Hills Pavilion, right? Bank Pavilion. It's the new one there. And Jukebox Hero. It's what is it? Jukebox Live or something? It's there on... it's with... Obviously. Yeah, I know. That's okay, though. You know, as long as it's for good. And it's Jukebox Live. It's... There's so much going on, I can't believe it, and I'm not involved in any of it. I'm a little upset.
What's wrong with that picture?
Yeah. And so it's Foreigner. Anyways, it's there, and they have Whitesnake with them.
Right.
And also Jason Bottom with the Led Zeppelin Experience. How can you beat that? That's tonight? Is that tonight or tomorrow night? I believe that's tomorrow night. And yeah, it's tomorrow night. At the Blue Hills Bank Pavilion. I'm so... Yeah, you're jealous. I'm crashing that concert. That is awesome. And I've seen Foreigner before. Oh, my God. They are so, so good. They really are. They I went to see them a few years back. And Journey was, honestly, the headline. And Foreigner was the backup. And Journey was with that new singer, the Asian guy, which I heard so much about how great he was. And I got to tell you... Foreigner blew them away.
Nice.
Blew Journey away. Honestly.
I'm not surprised.
They were just so good. So good. Anyway, so there you go. I mean, if you want, there's a...
How is it we're missing all these shows? Huh?
I have no idea.
Finding out about them too late? What's going on?
So, anyways, so that's that. And I won't be seeing any of those shows. Any country shows coming up, maybe? No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, oh, look at this. We get a phone call.
Oh, nice.
All right. We'll take this call. WMFO, you're live on the air. Who am I speaking to?
Yeah, I think Love Is Like Oxygen is by Sweet, not ELO.
It's ELO? Yeah, who's calling?
This is Fred.
Who?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, I think I lost you.
No, hello. Go ahead. You hear him?
Oh.
All right, whoever that was, no. Maybe try to give a call back. I don't know. Maybe, that was, what do you say? It was Greg?
I didn't hear it.
Yeah. All right, that's okay. Give a try back if you'd like. Otherwise, leave a message on Facebook. But, that's sad. Yep, give a call back, man. All right, anyways, we don't want to try to, here we go. All right, the number here, anyway, is 855-915-9636. So if you'd like to call, Greg, if you'd like to call back, I'm sure we'll get you through. All right, anyway, so we were talking about all these shows, and we're not going to any of them. But let's see, what else? 335, maybe play a couple more songs, and I'll do some shout-outs, because we get a lot of shout-outs to get through, which is cool. We get some new likes, which I always like. Which I always love, actually. And Mike Heffernan, a friend of yours, is one of them. And a few new friends I've come across in the past month and a half or so. Also, hopefully listening in, my buddy Mikey, my buddy Richie, and Kimberly Campbell, a cousin of mine from Oklahoma. I think she's trying to listen in. So, and a buddy of mine, Brady Howard, who I went to high school with, and we just reconnected on YouTube. Facebook. Yeah, YouTube, too.
Yeah, there, too.
So, anyways, it's cool. I like Facebook, you know. You reconnect with a lot of old friends. So, anyways, kids, let's get back to some music. And if you want to try to call back, I don't know how I lost them, but that stinks. I hate losing calls. Anyways, all right, 79 degrees. And you are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5. WMFO. I'm gonna call it the Rock of Medford.
You have,
at least my show.
Keith Phillips, Kathy McCarthy.
All right, Keith and Kathy, welcome aboard.
1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
can't let go. Should bring
You know, a little Pearl Jam never hurt anyone. That was Corduroy from Vitalogy. And before that, of course, little Alice never hurt anybody either. Little AIC, Alice in Chains, one of my favorite groups of all time. Got Me Wrong and Kid Rock with All Summer Long. And yes, haven't heard that one in a little while.
No.
Figured first day of summer is Thursday. We might as well play that. It is 80 degrees here in the beautiful, lovely, safe state of Medford. Yes. I'll think of more adjectives for it as we go. Anyways, boys and girls, it's 3:50 in the afternoon, and it's about that time where I like to appreciate our listeners and give them a little recognition. This part of the show I like to refer as our shout-outs. So I will give that a shot, and maybe we'll work on it, and you can do them next time you're on the show. Take a little pressure off of me, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, kids, all right. We'll get right to the shout-out. Of course, I want to start off the batting order with Jennifer Kantorzynski, who is our most faithful and all-time long listener. She was with us, with me, geez, in 2012 when I started this nonsense. And love you, and thank you for always being our number one listener. And, of course, Dawn, my lovely, love you, Chase. Listening in at work while she shouldn't be. Two of our favorites, DJ Kyle D and Eric Wilson, of course. And Kyle, I used to be part of this show for a while. And we'd love to have you back, honey. Anytime you want to come back, you know that. We had a blast together. We all did. We always, you know, you got to live life. You know what I mean? Just be silly. That's why, if you don't have silly, well, what's
what
it worth? Yeah. You get sad. We'll stick with silly. Anyways, thank you guys for always being, being very, supportive of the show and everything. Ma and Kim, my mom and Kim down at Malden Trans, love you. Chet Johnson, your stepdad, love you too. And let's get on a roll here. Oh, by the way, but I did say the new shout-outs, of course. Mikey and Richie and Kimberly Campbell and the Okie from Muskogee. And Brady Howard and your buddy Mike Heffernan. And thank you for chiming in with that. It is King of Queens. I don't know why. I just had a brain fart there because I love that show, King of Queens. I do. With Doug Heffernan, he works for the whatever, their version of the UPS, I suppose. And Carrie, his wife, yes. That show is hilarious. Yeah, with Stiller on it. Oh, my God, he is hilarious. Frank Costanza.
Oh, geez.
All right, let's get back to it. I'm already going off track. Look at me. I'm going on. All right. Billy Roderick, Dave Struffaluffagus. You know Dave, right? Yes, long friend of Chris and myself.
Dave, okay.
Yeah, he does the traffic reports for WBZ
Dave.
Channel 5. Yes. He did the traffic reports a couple times on this show. And, that didn't go too well. Because, there's not much traffic when we were on, so it's not like we... And people that listen to our show kind of want to just hear rock and roll and nonsense. They don't really care about the traffic unless you're sitting in it. Then you definitely want more rock and roll than chatter. So
that's right.
I'll get on with it. But, Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands. He is a good friend of the show for many, many years. Andy Ferry. Chrissy, my sister Chrissy, and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield. And I was there on Sunday for Father's Day and had a great meal. So you guys check that out, the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield. It is phantom worthy. Trust me, phantom gourmet worthy. And Christine Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel, who does his show from 10 to 12 on Friday nights here on WMFO. So check him out. He's really terrific. Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, who's been on the show a number of times, who loves that old school music. Every once in a while, we'll get him on and just let loose. Get the dancing shoes on in the studio and just go to town. We'll let him take over. Leah Hall, we love you. She's another one that's been with us since the beginning. Eddie Riley, who's out there manning the streets of Medford. Yeah, So if you go by a Medford City Works truck and you see a newspaper over someone's head, that's probably him taking a nap. So bang on the window and say hi from the giddy up. Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti from the lounge, who's been on this show, this station as long as I have. Maybe a little bit longer, but he does a show called The Lounge. It is, I believe, now on Saturday nights from 9 to 11. So check him out. He's more old school as well. So you'd enjoy that music. Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, Kyle the Bus Driver. I know that sounds funny, but actually, funny man Chris Ridgway, who I don't know if he's listening today. He may be busy. I usually hear from him during the show. I would love for him to come in. I'd love for him to be back on the show, to be quite honest with you.
I don't blame you.
Yes, I need my funny man back.
Yes.
Anyways, but he did put this list together for me. I think he did it on purpose to try to rhyme names together. But anyways, love you, Chris. And he sent me the most, the nicest Father's Day text, and you know, brought tears to my eyes.
Oh.
As well as my buddy Ro Manuel from California, who I when I lived out there, we were bouncing at the same bar, and he sent me this most wonderful text on Father's Day. He's great, miss him. Anyways, I always try to get sidetracked over the littlest thing. Lisa Neville Ambler, who I did her wedding a couple of years ago. Very, very nice woman. Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen at the Sandra Network in Peabody. Phil Fleming, good friend of the show. I believe he used to do a program on this station years ago. Look at me, I'm not even halfway over and I'm already through a whole shout.
And the list goes on.
All right, so that's all right. You know, Tears for Fears, you know what they do? They start over for me. Because we're good friends. They're good friends of the show, by the way. Tears of Fears. Give them a shout out. all right. Dorothy Ambrosi Hebert. That's a mouthful. Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn of the Wynn Casino. Yes, they listen to the show. Mary Canavan of the Canavan Fortune. They invented the Canavan, apparently.
Cool.
Yeah. Jim and the kids on the yellow number 93 bus. Hopefully he's still letting them kids listen to it. They used to love listening to the show. Of course, they were so young, they had no idea what any of the music was, but they liked hearing my voice. And,
I think that's what it was, yeah.
And yeah, because they knew me.
Yeah.
So they were a little starstruck. I don't know why.
Yeah, I can see that, sure.
Yeah. Marcy Kantrzynski. Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, another very, very good old friend of the show who listens in all the time. Frankie Embergamo, Frankie the Mustache, the unofficial mayor of Medford, Embergamo. That's his full name.
All right, wow.
Yes, and he puts Tom Selleck to shame. He's got the best mustache I've ever seen. Seriously, I think there's homeless people living in his mustache.
Probably.
It's so big. It's fantastic.
Dang.
And he's been on the show so many times. And actually, I'm going to give him a call and see if he'll come on next week or the week after. He's a hoot. He's an actor. He's a retired man. He's in a lot of. He's in every Boston movie ever made in the past 10 years. He's in every one of them. You know, he does. You know. Stand-ins. Well, not stand-ins. He has speaking parts, you know. But, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have him back here.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. He's a hoot. He pulled off the ruse that I pulled off a couple years ago. And it was tough day. Chris and Frankie. And we pretended that Frankie was outside. What I did was I announced that Tufts was going to have a parade. Annually Tufts Day. And I said, Jumbo, who was the mascot of Tufts University, he was just an elephant.
Right.
Who had passed years and years ago. So I said, the grandson of Jumbo will be in the parade. I said, come out of the corner of College and Boston Ave in front of the station. Bring your lounge chairs and your coolers. The parade will be going by. We'll be reporting live from our show. And, you know, so come on out. And we had Frankie, who will be reporting from the streets. I had street noise and everything. And it sounded like he was out in the street reporting, talking to people. And honest to God, people
oh my
people
goodness.
Came with their lounge chairs and cool.